Well, now, it's that time of the week when Nicholas Parsons declares...
Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, once more it's my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country but throughout the world, but also to welcome to the show four exciting, experienced and distinctive players of this game who've come together to show their verbal wits and ingenuity as they try and speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition or deviation. And seated on my right, we have Paul Merton with Clement Freud, and seated on my left, Graham Norton with Jenny Eclair. Will you please welcome all four of them? And seated beside me, Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me with the score. She's going to blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Harlequin Theatre, that cultural centre of Redhill. I was told that as we came in, and here we have a red-hot Redhill audience ready to enjoy themselves as we begin the show with Clement Freud. Clement, the first subject is the wow factor. What a lovely subject. 60 seconds, starting now.
What I have in common with Redhill is that the wow factor plays an astonishingly small part in my life. Our lives, perhaps, that should have been. A factor is someone who looks after things. Wow factoring, in my case, is of little import. There's
Paul
hardly
challenged.
A wow in
Clement.
Me. Look where you will.
You've still been challenged, Clement.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think he was on autopilot then. Yes, a hesitation, Paul, a correct challenge. So you get a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject, which is the wow factor. There are 36 seconds available, and you start now.
People in show business are always looking for the next wow factor, aren't they? The new musical, or perhaps a brand...
Say new again.
Graham, you challenge.
Hesitation,
yes, Graham. So you're going to talk on the wow factor as well, and there are 30 seconds available starting now.
The architect of this Harlequin Theatre certainly knew what the wow factor was. Oh, if only you could see it. It has all the rococo splendour of a paving slab. I believe it was purpose-built 1975 to house Council State, the musical. Or perhaps it was just left over from that festival of bricks you had in Redhill in the same decade. Its reddish-brown charm cannot be overestimated.
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Graham Norton, and he's got 2 points at the end of the round. Paul Merton has one. And, Graham, we'd like you to take the next round. The subject is envy. Tell us something about that deadly sin, or take it any way you like, of course. 60 seconds, starting now.
As I enjoyed one of the several roundabouts one encounters on the way into this fair town, I was stunned when I saw Envy, the nightclub. I wanted to park and run in and have a dance. Imagine Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz in some New York hotspot. They can't really enjoy it now because in the back of their mind they're thinking, damn, Redhill, and it's Envy. I want to be there. That's the place I want.
Sorry, Paul has challenged you. Because...
Yeah, a repetition of Redhill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? A word I've never said before.
And you didn't notice you're saying it again as you drove into Redhill at the beginning. Paul, you have a correct challenge. You have the subject of envy, 28 seconds starting now.
I suppose there is a lot of rivalry in these places outside of London. I once saw an advert at the station of Hemel Hempstead. It said, hard luck, London. I've got to say London again. That's no good.
Jenny Challenge?
Yes, he did say London twice.
Yes,
did you hear him?
Yes, he did. Well, you heard him, which is an important thing.
Yeah, I did.
And you press your buzzer first. So you have envy to talk on, talk about, I should say. 19 seconds starting now.
I suffer terribly from envy every time I turn on the television and see an advert that doesn't have my voiceover. I think, why did they employ that piece of rubbish? It should have been me. The trouble with being eaten up.
A Paul Challenge.
Bit of a hesitation.
Bit of a hesitation, yes.
Yes.
And you've got him with 3 seconds to go for.
I do apologise. I must be a great disappointment to you all.
But
it
was apologising, actually, for getting in with only 3 seconds to go, which was very, very, very thoughtful of him. And so now you have the 3 seconds, Paul. Subject envy, and you start now.
I can't help but feel that those people who are booing me now are...
So, Paul Merton was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he's now in the lead, ahead of Graham Norton and Jenny Eclair and Clement Freud in that order. And, Jenny, will you take the next round? Grumpiness. Tell us something about grumpiness in just a minute, starting now.
I'm so thrilled to be grumpy. It gives me the greatest excuse to go round with a face like a hammerhead shark, waving my fist at everyone. Anything can trigger me off. I get up in the morning, stub my toe, drop myself into the bath. The water's not hot, it's cold. Next thing, buttons are dropping off my new expensive cardigan. I trap my hand in my knicker drawer. My tights are laddered. I go downstairs. The dishwasher has flooded. Oh, God, how hard.
Have you sought professional help?
Paul, have you got a challenge within the rules of just a minute?
No.
He was just trying to help me.
Well, no, we enjoyed the interruption. So Paul gets a bonus point for that. Jenny was interrupted, so she gets a point for that. She keeps the subject of envy. No, we had that before, didn't we?
Yeah. Let me do grumpy.
Yes, it's grumpy. So you've gone for envy, we've got grumpiness. 32 seconds starting now.
Here are some more things that make me grumpy.
Graham Challenge.
Is that a repetition of grumpy?
Yes, because grumpiness is the subject on the card, and you use the word grumpy, yes.
I'll get it back.
audience, those are the rules of the game. Graham, listen, got a correct challenge. 39 seconds, grumpiness, Graham, starting now.
If grumpiness looked like something, I believe it would be this lady sitting to my right. It also has a smell. You probably can't get it where you're sitting. But, ooh, it's rank where I am. Grumpiness is a very odd thing, I feel. Grumpiness, there, I said it again, because I can. It's the subject. I know it's making you annoyed, Ms. Eclair. I've probably said Eclair.
Paul Jones.
Repetition of Eclair.
Eclair, yes. Right.
And I didn't even pick up on it.
So, Paul, a correct challenge, and you got in a game with 3 seconds to go, and...
Stop.
No, it doesn't matter. That is the game. He wasn't deliberately trying to get in just before the end. It just happened that he repeated something. 3 seconds. Grumpiness, Paul, starting now.
The incredible sulk as he goes up the stairs is the most grumpy of them all.
So Paul Merton was again speaking as the whistle went. Again, that extra point for doing so has increased his lead at the end of the round. And Paul, we'd like you to begin the next round. And the subject now is grasping the nettle. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I'm not very good at gardening. I like the results, but I don't actually know what you do to make it look like that way. But I think grasping a nettle means that you must face the situation. You have to...
Any challenge?
Yeah, he was gibbering then, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't.
Hesitating.
No. He was just hesitated
He's
once.
He's hesitating.
Everything else he said was very coherent.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
I mean, you might want to rubbish the other people.
No,
Jenny,
I didn't.
Darling.
No, but he took my grumpiness off me.
Jenny, nobody can take your grumpiness off you. It's in your DNA.
But you've got the subject now of grasping the nettle. 51 seconds available starting now.
Unlike kittens and babies, you have to grasp the nettle firmly round the neck. Grasp it round its neck, right?
James Charles.
Repetition of neck.
Yes. You did?
I didn't want it anyway.
Graham, you've got him with 41 seconds available, grasping the nettle, starting now.
Stroke a nettle, it will sting you. But grasping it, it's not supposed to. But growing up in Ireland in the country, it does. It's just a load of old rubbish. Then you run and find a dock leaf, which grows in the hedgerow, sewer, or other thing by verge.
There was hesitation.
In the
sewer? Dock leaves don't grow in sewers.
I was just painting a word picture.
Anyway, it was lovely, but you hesitated, so Paul, talk now. You get the subject back, grasping the nettle, 23 seconds starting now.
The stings don't affect you if you grasp it really hard. That's the idea. Faced with a difficult situation, you must decide to be firm, walk tall, as Val Dunican used to sing. Look the world right in the eye. And that's what you must do. Grasp the nettle. Show that you're not afraid of it. You are the...
Clement Challenge.
9 U's.
I wonder why your head was...
Oh, that's right. Clement's written down the number 9. Now I believe him. I see 9, yeah.
I will explain to our listeners that Clement's head was bowed during that, and I wondered who was nodding off, but he wasn't. He was actually counting. So, correct challenge, Clement. 6 seconds, grasping the nettle, starting now.
Grasping the nettle is about masochism, something which I'm particularly keen on, especially...
So, Clement Freud was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he's now in fourth place. But he's just behind Graham and Jenny, and Paul's in, Merton's in the lead. And Clement, you begin the next round for us. A lovely subject for you, grey power. Tell us something about grey power in this game, starting now.
Power could be almost any colour, violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, red. But grey power means the power is vested in people of a certain age, those whose hair might well have gone from black to white. And in Australia, they actually have a political party called the Grey. And those are the most dangerous people, because their only intention in seeing through legislation in the equivalent of our House of
Commons... Jenny, you challenge.
Oh, there was a pause.
There was a pause, a strong pause. Right, so, Jenny, you have grey power, 27 seconds, starting now.
Grey power is when wrinklies all gang together and start demanding stuff like over-50s swimming and free perms on the national health, public transport for nothing. The closer one gets to being a pensioner, of course, the more this makes sense.
Graham challenged.
I think repetition of pensioner.
No, it should end.
I said wrinkly.
No, the free perms for pensioners.
Yeah, you're right. Mm. Yeah. I've forgotten. God, I'm really close to it.
So, Graham, 12 seconds for you to tell us something about grey power, starting now.
Grey power conjures up an image of a whole army of pensioners marching on the young'uns, overpowering them with potpourri and tying them in large lacy doilies that the ladies of crocheting hats.
So, Graham Norton speaking as the whistle gained that extra point of others in the round. He is moving forward. He's creeping up on our leader, Paul Merton. He's only 2 behind him. And, Jenny, we'd like you to take the next round for starters. It is my singing voice. Not mine. You can take the subject anywhere you like. My singing voice, 60 seconds, starting now.
My singing voice has got something wrong with it. Apparently, I have over-hairy, large larynx for a woman, which stops me from hitting high notes. This is combined with tone deafness. I don't think it's very funny. In fact, I think it's a medical condition which should let me park on double yellow. So there. In fact, in my passport, under distinguishing features, it says mole on top of left thigh and can't sing. Actually, this does depress me. Last year, I did a charity gig for Comic Relief, and I went into Fame Academy, and I tried my hardest, and I did a song from Chicago and a song from another musical. People were really horrible
Paul,
to me.
Paul has challenged you.
A repetition of song.
Song.
I shouldn't do songs.
Right. So, Paul, you got my singing voice, and you have 24 seconds, starting now.
You are my honey, honeysuckle. Honey and honeysuckle are two words.
Jenny, you challenged.
I made a fool of myself.
No,
honey and honeysuckle.
Yes, honeysuckle's a word. So, Paul, incorrect challenge, 19 seconds. Subject of my singing voice starting now.
I remember the occasion as if it was yesterday. The Albert Hall was in stunned silence. Nigel Kennedy had just put...
Clement challenge.
The Albert Hall was closed.
He's right, it was closed. He's right, it was. I thought it was quiet.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean to say that you were not there. Perhaps.
There was one bloke there, I thought, as long as he sits there, I'd entertain him. At the end, he said, we've got to be much longer, I've got to lock up.
Right. But, Bill, within the rules of just a minute, you could still have been in the Albert Hall, you could still have had it closed, you could still have been doing that.
Absolutely.
And, Clement, we enjoyed the interruption. Bonus point to you, but Paul has a point for being interrupted. He keeps the subject. 14 seconds, my singing voice starting now.
Suddenly, the conductor of the London Philharmonic Orchestra looked me straight in the eye, and I realised this was my solo. I couldn't let him down. I'd been training for the past 7 months. The first verse you could hear in the very back row, and I went, whoa!
So Paul was speaking as the whistle went again. He gets an extra point for doing so, has increased his lead. The other three are almost equal. Jenny Eclair and Graham Norton in second place, only 1 point ahead of Clement Freud. And Paul, will you take the next round? The subject is Chinese medicine, or medicine, whichever your pronunciation you prefer, starting now.
I don't know a great deal about Chinese medicine. I know that acupuncture is about 6,000 years old, and they have all kinds of different systems of explaining how the human body can repair and heal itself when it's a fuss. As they say in Peking.
Was he reading a prescription? I felt hesitation.
We call that hesitation, yes. Graham. So tell us something about Chinese medicine. 49 seconds available, starting now.
Most things in Chinese medicine are made out of things you would only eat if you were going to die anyway. They really don't look that appetizing when you see them hung up in the pharmacy. I say that word because I can once, but I can't repeat it, obviously. Those are the rules of this game. Just a minute. Hi, thanks for coming. Chinese medicine is a wonderful form of cures. Doctors in China use it because they want you to get better so that you can pay them. They don't have National Health Service.
Jenny challenged.
Yeah? What is it? What?
You and them.
You and them, yes.
You and them.
Jenny,
you drifted into some sort of netherworld. What is it?
I thought you were looking at me beseechingly.
No, I wasn't.
No, you wasn't.
Very confident. This is something I know a lot about.
They're sitting beside each other, but I think Jenny was trying too hard. And an incorrect challenge, and or benefit of the doubt, to Graham. 17 seconds. Chinese medicine starting now, Graham.
17 seconds, you say? I am glad, because my wealth of knowledge about Chinese medicine is hard to curtail. Let me enlighten you at some length. I hope you're sitting comfortably, because I have so much...
So Graham Norton got that extra point, and he's moved forward. He's still in second place, a few points behind Paul Merton, head of Jenny Eclair and Clement Freud. Clement, will you take the next round? The subject, burgers. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
Burgers are people who live in a borough, such as cheeseburgers, who presumably reside in a place of the...
Yes.
I failed.
Yes, you're running a bit out of steam, Clement, but Jenny, you got in first.
Hesitation.
49 seconds. Tell us something about burgers, Jenny, starting now.
Burgers get a terribly bad press, but if you make your own out of organic ground beef from your good butchers, maybe the one in Lordship Lane, East Dulwich, near where I live, free chop for me, I think, you can make tasty burgers that don't need to be a...
Graham challenge.
Repetition of make.
Yes,
you can make, you had to make.
Cooked, couldn't you?
Yes.
Right. So, Graham, you tell us something about burgers. There are 32 seconds available, starting now.
In the moving film Dancer in the Dark, Bjork, the loon from Iceland, is sentenced to death. Oh, dear, I hope you've seen it. Otherwise, I've rather spoiled the story for you. And she's sitting on death row, and they bring her last meal.
A poor challenge.
A repetition of death.
Yes.
Sense of death.
Death row is a one word.
No.
No, you're thinking of...
It's worth a try.
You're thinking of Jeff Row. Very similar.
Right, Paul, 15 seconds, tell us something about burgers starting now.
They are perhaps the greasiest food you can eat these days if you look in one of these kitchens of one of those multinational...
Right, Clement, challenge.
Repetition of one of those.
One of those, yes, Clement, well listened. 9 seconds, tell us something more about burgers starting now.
Some people believe that burgers are greasy, but they're not. Only if there's much fat in them. And the best sort of burgers are those made with hearty...
Clement Freud got that extra point then when the whistle went. He's still in third place, but he's now equal with Jenny Eclair. He's moving forward. Graham Norton's ahead, and then Paul Merton in the lead. And Graham Norton, we'd like you to take the next round. And the subject is how to be environmentally friendly. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
The best way to be environmentally friendly is not to throw anything away. But what I found is that turns your own personal environment into a sort of living hell. Soon you're lying on a big case of bottles. Well, tax, blah, blah.
Small
chance.
Hesitation.
All right, you don't need to repeat it. We all heard it the first time. Well,
sorry, Greg. Oh, his face is a picture. 44 seconds, Paul. How to be environmentally friendly, starting now.
It's very difficult because if you drive to the bottle bank to get rid of your unwanted glassware, how much energy have you consumed in garbon emissions?
It's like an echo.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, we're all getting so tense and excited. Right.
I wish you'd share it with the rest of us.
Well, maybe if I touched Janet's hand at that particular moment, I don't know. I have to take her hand every so often because she's got the stopwatch there and I have to...
Why, is she a stranger in paradise?
She's a silent stranger if she is. Right, 37 seconds. How to be environmentally friendly, Jenny, starting now.
Buy a bike, get knocked off it and insist on being buried in a cardboard coffin. There, you've done your bit. The other thing you can do is go and live in a teepee in Wales. Of course, that takes the friendliness out of it. No one's going to visit you, are they? Can't you see their point, you stinky hobbit living in a tent? For heaven's sake.
Stinky hobbit, yes.
Repetition of tents.
Yes, you had another tent earlier on.
I thought I'd won.
Oh, Jenny, I love it, because you're not always with it, is it? 18 seconds, Paul. How to be environmentally friendly, starting now.
It's very difficult to lead a green life.
Graham, challenge.
Repetition of difficult.
Yes, he did say it was difficult before. He said
yes,
it again.
Mm-hmm.
16 seconds available. How to be environmentally friendly, Graham, starting now.
I recycle things, but I can't say that word because I did before.
Jenny, challenged.
Repetition.
Yes, you
recycle. Recycle.
Did I say
remember?
No, I never said recycle. No,
you,
I didn't.
You said you did.
No, I just now I did.
Fiendishly clever. Give him a point.
Give him a point. Yeah? No, he gets a point for incorrect challenge. 12 seconds. How to be environmentally friendly starting now.
Rhino dung can be made into paper. It's not a very pleasant letter to get, but still... You know you've done your bit. Ooh, the post here.
Paul Channons.
No, I think the rhino's done his bit.
So, do you have a challenge when the rules... No, you don't, but you get a bonus point for your comment, which was very amusing, and the audience loved it. And there are 2 seconds for you, Graham, with another point, of course, how to be environmentally friendly starting now.
A large compost heap is the best thing to have at the bottom of your garden.
Well, let me give you the situation points-wise as we now move into the final round in this show. Oh, yes. Well, I'm glad you feel like that.
Hey, have you seen outside?
You mean they've only come in here to rest their feet?
It's a mugger's gauntlet when we leave here.
Right. So, Graham... I give you this score as we move into the final round. Clement Freud, for once, is trailing a little in fourth place. He's 1 point behind Jenny Eclair, who's in a strong third place. But she's behind Graham Norton, who's 3 points behind our leader. But the moment is Paul Merton. And, Jenny, we'd like you to start this round. Poetry in motion. 60 seconds are starting now.
Pamez on a... Oh, Pamez on a unicycle.
Well, no, you've been challenged. You had challenges from Graham and Paul, and both their lights came on together.
Well, it was hesitation on my side.
Yeah, it was hesitation over here as well. Even sitting close,
I think that was a good attempt, but both of you were completely erroneous. Jenny had been going for half a second, so no points. Jenny, you have a point for that. You still have 59.
Could I have an extra point for not challenging?
Yes. Audience applause endorses that you should have an extra point, Clement. So you have an extra point for not challenging, and we're getting so many new rules in just a minute. How many new ideas can they think up to gain their points? 59 and a half seconds, Jenny, with you. Well, with you, it's still there. Poetry in motion, starting now.
Verse doesn't have to be involved. It's a sort of figure of speech. Let's say you're watching a young lad doing his skateboard business really well. That could be poetry in motion. Or a surfer dude riding the crest of the wave on Bondi Beach. A little ballerina lady with bleeding toes pirouetting round again and doing that spinny thing. Hurrah! For her. She is poetry in motion. I used to be a poet and I used to move.
Oh. Graham, your challenge.
Yeah, repetitive used to be.
Yes, used to be, yes.
I used to be many things.
And you have 25 seconds, Graham. Tell us something about poetry in motion starting now.
There is a poet called Andrew Motion, which makes me think of this subject, poetry in motion, and yet it sounds a bit toilet-based, doesn't it? As if he's eaten books of his own verse. I'm not enjoying the visual image. I'm sure he's very good. He's no laureate or anything. Do we still have one of those?
Clement Challenge.
He is the poet.
He is the poet.
What were the chances of that?
And he also happens to listen to this show. Yes, Andrew Motion is our present poet laureate.
Hey, get a PR, Andy.
All right. And Clement, you've gone in with the correct challenge with 6 seconds to go. Poetry in motion starting now.
If you have been constipated for a long time and take laxatives, then that could be called poetry in motion.
So Clement's particular unsavoury thought brought that show to a close. He gained an extra point for speaking as the whistle went. I give you the final score. Clement was worried about trailing a little. He still trailed a little, but he didn't trail into fourth place. He's just ahead of Jenny Eclair, who are a few points behind Graham Norton, who came in a brilliant second place. Absolutely amazing. Didn't quite make it to the front. But 2 points ahead was Paul Merton. So, Paul, we say this week, you are our winner. Thank you. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. It only remains for me to say thank you to these four excellent players of the game, Paul Merton, Graham Norton, Jenny Eclair, and Clement Freud. I also thank Janet Staplehurst, who's helped me with the score. She's blown that whistle with great style when the 60 seconds elapsed. We thank our producer-director, Claire Jones. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game, and we do thank this lovely audience here at the Harlequin Theatre in Redhill, who've cheered us on our way. We've enjoyed it. You've enjoyed it. From them, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the team, goodbye. Tune in the next time you play Just a Minute.
Next week, Just a Minute travels to the Northcote Theatre in Exeter, where Nicholas Parsons will be joined by Clement Freud, Paul Merton, Tony Hawkes, and Giles Brandreth.